Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
There's been an increase in advertisements and announcements asking people to wear headphones on public transport. And Barry Kenny, who's the head of corporate communications with Air North Éireann, is with us here on the programme today. Barry, so you're now asking passengers to stick the headphones in and keep the telephone conversations somewhat private.
Yes, Andrea, I suppose, look, it's something we've been doing for a while. We would do it on well, not necessarily every service, but kind of a regular announcement that our customer service officers on board our intercity trains would do. There's also signage that we would have put in place together with the National Transport Authority and indeed the other public transport operators, just encouraging that as well. And it's basically in response to customer feedback. That we had customers asking us really to remind other customers of the need to be respectful and be aware of everybody else, that people don't necessarily want to listen to your conversation out loud, your video or your or your music, and to use the headphones in those situations.
So is it only at the start of the journey it happens?
It would generally the start, but then, you know, if it was a thing that an issue developed during a journey, if you had a group, a customer service officer would either address it directly with the group or just remind people en route as well as the train becomes busier along the way, because obviously not there'll be on some routes a significant proportion of people travelling will join mid-journey. But of course, it's always best to address the things at the very outset of the journey as well, just to ensure that people are aware of that. Now, we do have on the Dublin Cork route, of course, we do have quiet carriages, which are very, very specific, and you see those as part of the booking process. So if you've chosen the quiet carriage, that's one where it probably is a little bit more restrictive. We would ask people to take phone calls outside of the carriage, you know, keep the phones on mute, that type of thing. You know, being able to make the call, being able to watch your videos, being able to do some work, they're obviously all very strong selling points of the train service, but we want people to do it with respect for others on board as well.
How are you enforcing this, Barry?
Well, it's really, you know, it's I suppose persuasion and engagement. You know, most people aren't there to disrupt other customers. It is probably a kind of a modern manners type of a situation where it's something that's becoming more prevalent. And look, we all have devices now. I think there's a world of difference between, we've all done it where you hit an Instagram story and something kind of comes out quickly and you go, oh God, and you kill it.
You stop it instantly, turn it down.
Exactly. And you know what I mean? There's a world of difference between that and then people playing, you know, music or videos quite loudly in a way that disrupts other people on board. We all want, I suppose, you know, listen to whatever it is we're listening to ourselves as opposed to somebody else's music or video.
But there is a €100 fine, though, isn't there?
There is, and again, we will, you know, that is something that our purpose here is not to be doling out fines left, right and centre. It's just to work with customers and make them aware of the requirement. But we have issued fines as well.
How many fines, roughly?
I don't have a number for you right now, but I'd say it would be relatively low, Andrea. You know, what we want to do is, as I say, kind of persuade people, not cause kind of confrontation on board. But if you've got people that are effectively, you know, being deliberately disruptive to other customers on board, then yes, we will absolutely issue penalties in that situation.
Patrick is with us on the line. Barry, stay with us if you can for a few moments, because we just want to hear some of our listener or passenger stories. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. The €100 fine, Patrick, do you agree with that? An actual penalty for people that breach the rules?
You have to basically give that clear message to people that are abusing the rules, and it's disrespectful, as Barry said. Now, I use train and bus, and as I said, the trains, to be straight up, we have a very respectable crowd, people using the trains, and I don't ever see much disruption, and it's handled very well. So that's why I could imagine the fines are very low, because the tendency for the people that are really disrupting are using our bus routes. And I have a problem with this, because you have them on the bus, and it's only when the journey starts they'll go on this and they'll be talking, they're constant. And as I said, the whole bus doesn't need to hear the conversation. So I'm one of these, through environment, are in encouraging people to use public transport, and this is one way that I feel we can tackle our climate change and whatever. But the one thing I don't want is this small cohort destroying this and making it uncomfortable for people, because I'm actually at the annoying stage now as regards buses, because every time I get on a bus, there's something. And I'm a person that worked in driver training for years.
Yeah.
And what Barry spoke about respect, there's not much respect for the driver that's trying to control that vehicle with that number of passengers. So the word respect needs to come into this big
time. Yeah, well, I've experienced it now, I have to say, on buses, trains, planes, everywhere there just seems to be a whole kind of a social shift in etiquette on public transport. But like, there is this texter, Patrick, who feels that we're too quick to give out about everything.
Well, like, to be honest with you, I'll give people and I'll make allowances that if a call comes in, naturally enough, people are going to take it. But what I can actually see, and I don't want people to be going away from public transport and going away from what I am trying to achieve. I want people to be on that public transport, using it, yeah, and feeling it enjoyable. But there's a small cohort, and they actually do this deliberately, and that's all they have to do. They're on the buses day in, day out. This is the part of their daily routine, and as much disruption as they can cause, this, they get pleasure out of this, and this is what really annoys me.
Right.
I can go along with the person that gets a call and is talking, and often you might have an old person and they're talking to a member of the family. I can go along with that, but I know when you have somebody that's actually really going out of their way to disrupt and make it uncomfortable for every passenger there.
Barry, there's quite a few people getting in touch, you know, asking what's the difference between somebody having, it's not the phone call that's the issue here, it's the phone call on loudspeaker. They're wondering, how do you decide that person gets a penalty? And what about people that are on the train as two passengers having a two-way conversation?
Yeah, I do think that there is a difference between a normal conversation and effectively putting something on a loudspeaker. You know what I mean? And also, I would say, you know, we do ask people to, if they're taking a phone call, making a phone call, whatever, to talk at a reasonable tone as well. And as I don't want people to think there's this kind of oppressive atmosphere on board. There isn't, thankfully. We're busier than ever, and we have lots of people travelling with us. But I think one of the reasons is that people are broadly very respectful of each other. And I think it's important not to probably overstate it. I think some of it is just either is a societal change, that more people probably think that this is not necessarily an unreasonable thing to do. But the feedback we have from customers is that people would prefer if others kept such, you know, just loudspeaker material to themselves. So I think there is a world difference between having a chat and that kind of normal hubbub on board versus, and this ranges from everything. And, you know, I mean, I think sometimes people can maybe kind of assume, oh, is it a younger cohort?
This listener's got in touch to tell us that they once had to interject with a lady who was having a full-blown sales meeting on Teams in the full train carriage. She only stopped after many polite attempts when I suggested to the group online that Carriage B were delighted with the quarter one sales targets that they'd reach. She looked at me as if I'd 10 heads, says this listener. What about you, Cathy? What have you witnessed on public transport?
What haven't I witnessed at this point? A little bit like the Teams meeting thing. First of all, I'd say, though, the guy who's messaging in saying we complain about everything, or the girl, I bet you they don't have to sit on buses for an hour and a half listening to blacka, blacka, blacka and 10 different languages of people speaking on their phones, you know, at quite a high pitch. So I don't think it's actually even just the headphone thing. In the past six months, I'd say I have seen one of those signs, for example, and it's all just too polite, I think. You know, please don't put your feet on the seat, and please don't put your bags on the seat, and please have your earphones plugged in. That there is one sign I've seen for that, but it is down to etiquette. I got up one day last week, there was one lady speaking, say she was probably speaking Arabic, there was another lady speaking Portuguese, and then another guy over the other side having a phone call, probably with somebody in India. It sounded like that kind of dialect. And the three of them were competing with each other because one was struggling to hear.
But not talking to each other. Sorry, do you mean FaceTime phone call?
No, completely different phone call.
Yeah, so there were six voices going, basically, regardless of the language.
I actually think we've got to the point where, in certain cases, I think the quiet carriage thing is a great idea. But maybe it's time on even the Dublin bus. You know, if somebody really can't do a bus journey with a pair of headphones in, or take a phone call where they can speak at a kind of a volume where nobody else has to listen to them, you know, maybe going upstairs, dividing up the Dublin bus situation with, if you want to use your phone, go upstairs. If you don't, look out the window and shut up downstairs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe leave that as the quiet yeah, carriage, Cathy. What about you, Damien? Damien's a former bus driver. It's probably hard to implement this, Damien, is it?
No, Andrea, I agree with the first caller there. Patrick, I think, was his name. We want more people to get on the bus and use it and reduce the congestion. But I think we need enforcement. Barry's on the right lines there, and trains are a pleasant place most of the time to travel. I use the Enterprise. It's excellent. But we need enforcement to counterbalance entitlement. There's too much of entitlement by certain people. And with the enforcement and application of fines, and even the publication of who's getting the fines and why, I think that would be the way to go. It's got much worse since I was driving 20, 30 years ago. Mm. So I'd like to see some sort of counterbalance here to bring things around where we all enjoy public transport in trains and buses and I won't talk about aircraft. I don't think I'll ever be on an aircraft again. I just couldn't bear
Why?
The enclosure and antisocial people all around me.
Right. Yeah, but it's funny. The thing I probably have the biggest issue with is when people are playing, you know, whatever music they want at top volume and no headphones in, or they're watching their Netflix series and, you know, they have the volume up full blast sitting on the 16 bus heading into town, and the whole carriage or the whole bus downstairs, probably upstairs too, actually, getting to hear.
I stay downstairs. I think it's possibly going to be quieter downstairs. But I was on the Sligo train yesterday, and leaving Connolly, there were some loud volume radios going, and they did settle down. I didn't have to say anything. I don't want to say anything. I think it'd be counterproductive to say. But the staff can't be everywhere.
No.
The staff made the announcements, and they're doing a very good job to announce that people should think of others. So,
What about you, Anne? What's your experience? Thanks a million, Damien, for getting in touch. What have you witnessed, Anne, on public transport with headphones?
Well, I have to say now, in the last 3 weeks, I've been on several trains. I've been in Sligo because I was minding animals up there. Now I'm in Carlo doing the same. And I find on the trains it is much better. But buses, as they say, buses are hard because the driver can't really, you know, at least on the trains, you will have somebody usually going up and down the guard or whatever it is. But when I was coming home from Sligo last year, I was up, you know, them. I don't know if you know, but some of the trains have a kind of a thing where they're like seats that you pull down. It's just a little thing. The Carlo train has it as well, or the Waterford train. And this woman got on with twins in a buggy, and they're lovely little things. And she was on with a friend, not her husband, but a friend, a woman friend. And they were chatting away to one another, which is fine. But she just handed the kids an iPad with, I think, I don't know what cartoon, I think it was Peppa Pig or something like that. Full blast. So we all had to listen to Peppa Pig, like. And God forgive me, but I cannot stand Peppa Pig. When I'm minding the granddaughter, as soon as the
I'll
put on something else. I don't know what it is about, or I just can't stand her. But can you just imagine if she'd put on Baby Shark or something and you had to listen to that you know, five stops or something, you know? But it's just like, they don't want... Like, hey, the kids, like, hey, this is to entertain the kids. But we didn't particularly want to be listening to Peppa Pig for about 4 or 8, you know?
You were being entertained in the meantime.
Yeah.
Listener here's got in touch to tell me it's called public transport for a reason. If you want private, quiet transport, then take the car. Another listener says the phone calls not using speakers are fine on public transport. Otherwise, it's back to the car for many of us. A lot of the listeners, Barry, today, well, they either think that we're cranky gits is one of the suggestions. The other is, why don't you have that announcement? Like at every time when there's a stop where you have the kind of mind the gap announcement, could it not be followed by that friendly reminder to put the headphones in?
I suppose there's a balance between us causing the noise pollution as well. You know what I mean? I think, in fairness, our customer service officers, they'll make a judgment. They'll assess how a train journey is going. Is it something that needs to be addressed or not along the way? And we'll monitor this. And we'll monitor the kind of feedback we have and the type of issues. And it's great to hear. I'm sure there are other customers that will tell you differently, but it's great to hear from the few callers there that they have found generally the train to be reasonably okay in this regard. And we just want to work to try to make sure and try to help that. And we will look at expanding the quiet coach to other routes. It's not necessarily easy because sometimes, you know, we do have routes where you've only got 3 and 4 carriage trains primarily. And I think it's where we have the longer trains that give you that bit more choice and flexibility. But it is something that has worked well on the Cork route, and we will look at it for other routes as well.
Listener here has got in touch to tell me that there's massive fines and loads of inspectors to enforce the rules. That's what's needed. The signs are ignored. They're pathetic. They don't work. Most time I ask people to lower the volume, they lower it. But why don't people pack headphones and bring them with them when they leave the house and actually use them? I just think people are so selfish, says this listener. And finally, Chuck in New York has got in touch this afternoon to tell us that the trains in the US have quiet cars in which cell phone use is totally prohibited. And finally, for the moment, this listener says, I was coming home on a 45-minute bus journey after a long day. I needed to get a little bit of shut-eye. When a guy got on the bus, sat in behind me, he proceeded to make a phone call and gave a running commentary on the traffic. Out of frustration, I turned around, I looked at him, and after a short pause, he continued. So I joined in the conversation. He then got annoyed, and he reported me to the driver, says this listener. Barry Kenny from Earnro there, and also as well Patrick, Kathy and Damien, thanks a million for getting in touch. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.